Last month, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence released a preliminary report on possible threats posed by UFOs, now known as Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon, UAP, and the progress the Department of Defense Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon Task Force has made in understanding any threats. So joining us today is Dr. Jennifer Van Valkenburg, PhD, former Los Alamos National Lab biophysicist, and also Deborah LaPrivat, former FBI special agent and forensic scientist. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today. So tell us, is the mission of the Genesis 2 project to move the perception of UAP from the realm of fanciful ponderings to that of a serious scientific subject?
Yes, it is. You know, for all of modern history, people have been observing things that they can't explain. But before, people were sharing that information just by word of mouth. And at that point, you're really focused on the person and their story. But now with documentation mounting, you know, because so many people are carrying cameras, you know, in their phones, they have camera devices, they have video recording devices, that now people are just recording massive amounts of documentation of these unexplained aerial phenomena. And so really, at this point, what we want to do is we're moving the perception of UAP from mystical and fanciful to really a bona fide scientific study, because these things do exist. They exist on a daily basis. They are being documented. And that's really not the question anymore. The question is, what are they?
So interesting. So all of G2P's principals and associates have carried top secret clearances in their career work, which includes NASA, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and LANL, and all have signed strict non-disclosure agreements. How does that support your mission?
Well, I can touch on that. As Jennifer said, the whole point of the Genesis 2 project is to come at an investigative study of what are UAPs. We're not saying what they are. We're asking, what are they? And to do that, you want to approach it from a scientific standpoint. When UAPs are covered in social media or in television and movies, it's always the fantastical and, you know, just it's just out there. Genesis 2 project wanted to say, okay, these things are being photographed every day. They're being photographed around the world every single day. So how do we approach this in a scientific way? And to do that, G2P has brought together renowned scientists in the field of physics and other scientific mediums, including digital forensic, as you know, someone like myself with a former FBI background, Jennifer's background as a biophysicist. And we know how to approach these items or this data with a scientific analysis so that what we're putting out there isn't a personal opinion, isn't a fantastic story. It's data. And it's data that's been scientifically backed up, because we are a team of scientists that approach this in a scientific methodology that will just support our data.
Right. And so that differs from the entertainment science approach. So can you elaborate on that just a little bit more?
Yes. Yeah, so really, this comes back to the idea of where we said before that, you know, when a person is telling something, you focus on that person themselves. And all of us have bias. There's no getting around that. And so the listener of that person's story is going to have bias with the listener, whether they've already decided they're going to believe them or they're not. That is not scientific. You know, and so really with entertainment science, which is we're seeing on a daily basis, and it's getting more and more prevalent. These are shows that are, you know, they're out there to entertain. With the bona fide scientific approach, this is where you actually get data and findings that are applicable to helping humanity, to helping the world, that they're going to be applicable to other fields such as material sciences or physics or technology.
Now, just to dovetail on what Jennifer was just saying in her original comment, she said that, you know, it's not about the person telling the story. It's about the item that was photographed or captured electronically. And I think what G2P is focusing on is only presenting the data. It's not about who's telling the story, and it's not about wild theories. We don't
yeah,
have
it's
theories.
Not about sensationalism.
Yeah. So we want to take the evidence that is obtained by G2P and put the focus on the evidence. Here's the item. Here's what was done. This was our scientific approach. What is it? This photograph has been digitally analyzed, and what we can tell you is that what you're looking at has not been retouched, has not been altered, has not been manipulated. This is what was captured either in a photograph or in video. Now, the next step is what is in the photograph and the video? And that's where we bring the physicists in. Can they track the speed? Can they track the trajectory? Can they give us information on the change of trajectory? We just want to focus on the science and make sure that it's put out there in such a way that it's factual and not just entertainment.
And that goes in line with the forensics companies you work with, right? What does the forensic analysis consist of, and why is that so important?
Yeah, so when we set up the scientific approach that we were going to take to all of this UAP documentation, and it's important to point out here that this really has been a four-year effort of data collection, and we have a massive amount of data, and that data is the forensically vetted and authenticated documentation of something that is unexplained. And so really for that first step, what we do is when we get a documented UAP, whether it's on a still image or in a video form, what we do is we have this assessed by digital forensic experts, where they're going in and they're using a standardized set of rules and regulations. These are people that do this for the police agencies across the US. These are the ones that do these for lawyers that are in litigation. This is for evidence that goes into the court systems. Those are the standards that are being applied to this analysis to make sure to show that there is no image manipulation. There's no photoshopping that has been done. There's not even an enhancement of the lighting. These really are the raw original images that were captured. The second part of that is that analysis looks at to make sure that the object that you're looking at in the image isn't simply an artifact of the technology itself, such as a lens flare from the sun. So that way we start out with information and data that is actually correct. This is a correct representation of what happened. It does not, and this is very important, it does not try to interpret what that object is. It's only telling you the integrity of the data capture. At that point, you use that information and then you move on to the scientific analysis of the object itself.
Mm-hmm. So the Genesis 2 project is collaborating with the senior editor at the Washington Post to further its dissemination of the underlying news story. So what other platforms are you considering getting this information to the public?
Well, what was interesting is that when we were first looking at our massive data, we considered all the popular media platforms, 24-hour streaming of hotspots, you know, where a lot of activity is, or podcasts. But in keeping with our mission of the bona fide scientific study and serious perception, we turned away from that. In addition, we very quickly recognized the very serious nature of the national security implications, you know, considering that UAP are in our airspace and they're interacting with our aircraft, which this focused our approach again on keeping this very scientific and respecting the people and the agencies with ties to those things and avoiding the entertainment, because really this isn't a game. This isn't something just to get viewers. This is a serious thing that is happening on a daily basis and that needs to be studied and figured out. One particularly compelling piece of evidence that comes to mind is we have a video document of UAP going through a jet stream. It's actually disrupting the jet stream as it passes through. So you can tell this is not something that was just flew in front of the camera. And this is actually something that was interacting with the aircraft. You know, so one thing that would be interesting for us at this point is to have, say, a documentary team follow the entire process that goes on with G2P from the image capture which, as we said, this is happening daily. There are hotspots. And, you know, this data is very multi-layered and deep. And there's a lot that we have not released and we cannot release yet. However, it would be great to have the documentary team follow it from capture to the digital forensic analysis. And we currently use one of the top digital forensic analysis teams in the nation, and that is Primo Forensics. And to have them follow Primo Forensics doing their digital forensic analysis, then coming back to the G2P scientists. These are very high level scientists in physics and technology. These are former scientists of NASA. These are former scientists of the FBI. And to have the scientific analysis follow that portion of it.
Have you considered reaching out to someone like Elon Musk?
You know, of course, our first concern is national security. However, these data are giving us new knowledge. They're giving us new physics knowledge, for example, where we're seeing speeds that we've never seen with anything else and don't really fit with our physics. We're seeing directionality changes where you have something going in a straight line and making an immediate 90 degree turn. That does not fit with our physics understanding. That does not fit with our current technology. And really, once we start getting information like that and building this knowledge base, at that point, you have information that people in other fields will be able to recognize how that information will apply to their field. And you need an innovative thinker for that. You need people who think outside the box, but work in a specific field. And, you know, for example, Musk is one of those people that he is an innovative thinker, and he also has the willingness to do something. And so, for example, one thing that you could think of doing with this information is thinking about reverse engineering. You could even reverse engineer a material, say a micro material, and that thing could be applied to other industries such as manufacturing vehicles, so aircraft, or manufacturing things that are capable of space flight, or even human health on a micro level. Where you could develop something for an in-body therapy. And, you know, but again, you need an innovative thinker, such as someone like Musk. And then they not only do they have to be able to think innovatively, and they have to have the willing spirit to do this, they also have to have the financial resources to actually pursue that willingness.
So since national security is an undeniable component of this subject matter and an integral concern to the American public, you'll be submitting G2P's data to Senator Marco Rubio. And what other government agency will G2P be sharing this information with?
You know, several U.S. government agencies have UAP task forces, such as the Navy and the Air Force. You know, so where our G2P authenticated documentation dovetails with their focus, we'll certainly share it with them appropriately. We certainly hope that the U.S. government continues to take this field of this new field of scientific study very seriously. They've already admitted to its existence and its persistence. That was strictly through the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the ODNI, the June 25th report that came out. So really, the question is no longer, does it exist, but what is it? And how can we use that knowledge to our benefit, both nationally and globally? And so sharing with these other agencies is key to that. Deborah, would you like to add to that?
The ODNI report was very interesting because they really limited themselves to a small data set, which it was, I think, 140 sightings, images, video that were taken by the military. And I understand why they did that, because they know who took it. They know what instruments were used. So I think it's very interesting that G2P could provide a vast amount of data that where we can say, look, we're not the military, but all of our data has been scientifically backed up. So if they're looking for a larger data set or additional information by which to try to figure out what UAPs are and what threat, if any, they pose to the United States, G2P is in an excellent position to provide them with data where their scientists would see that it's been backed up and is valid material.
Excellent point.
Yeah, that's terrific. So, well, ladies, I want to thank you for joining us today. Where can people go for more information?
They can certainly go to, we have a website set up. It is www.genesis2project.com. And we release information very occasionally. And we do that because we are very careful with the information that we release with the documentation. We only release things that have been forensically vetted, you know, that we have confidence in the data, in the integrity of the actual documented capture.
Dr. Jennifer Van Valkenburg and Deborah LaPrivat have been our guests this morning. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.